RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, my listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll bring you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by press review, today in history, focus, and news in brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Journalists must be responsible on the truth of information. The United Nations Education, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, is committed to fighting impunity to journalists. Now the news in detail. Violence often happens to be experienced by journalists when hunting an event. To decrease the violence on journalists, Indonesian Press Council keeps trying to do socialization to stakeholders and also community that the press is protected by law. This was stated by Vice Chairman of Indonesian Press Council, Ahmad Johar, to the Voice of Indonesia on the sidelines of the World Press Freedom Day 2017 at Jakarta Convention Center, South Jakarta, on Tuesday. In addition, Johar also said that the press freedom is still upheld, but must be accompanied by the truth of information that can be accounted for.
Dengan adanya World Press Freedom Day, kita diberi kebebasan yang
in the assistance of the World Press Freedom Day, we are given extraordinary.
Ini benar-benar digunakan kebebasan ini, tapi enggak ada kebebasan absolut kan. Kebebasan harus selalu sebanding dengan
we are given extraordinary freedom since reformation. We are free to evaluate all things. We really use the freedom, but there is no absolute freedom. The freedom should always be proportional with the responsibility, meaning what we report. What must be responsible for this information is really valid. The Press Council hoped that journalists must be returning to the basic principle to restore public confidence, which is currently shifted, whereas we need the social media because with its extraordinary speed can bring benefit for us, surely. Ahmad Johar also said a journalist has moral burden to deliver the truth of information so that community gets qualified information in terms of journalistic norms. Director General of UNESCO Irina Bukova said that violence to journalists still happened. In the World Press Freedom Day 2017, Irina said in Jakarta on Tuesday that women journalists often experience various kinds of violence. Many journalists were jailed due to unclear reasons, even many of them were expelled from their country. Over the last 10 years, there were murder cases towards journalists while the perpetrators were not punished. Therefore, Irina is committed that UNESCO is the forefront one in developing journalist security and anti-impunity against the crime cases that happen to the journalists.
As Director General, I stand up every time a journalist is killed and call for justice. UNESCO is spearheading the United Nations plan of action on the safety of journalists and the issue of impunity. This is why also, ladies and gentlemen, UNESCO is leading the fight against impunity, spearheading the International Day to End Impunity for Crimes Against Journalists every year on 2nd November.
Irina Bukova further said that various reports had been hatched by UNESCO in fighting impunity of crime against journalists. UNESCO has cooperated with the governments of Iraq, Nepal, Pakistan, and South Sudan in increasing capacity to journalists. In South America, UNESCO encourages training to the law enforcement, enforcing law and defend freedom of expression. President Joko Widodo appreciated the important role which has been run by media and the press in developing Indonesia. The president underlined the role which is held by the journalists in guarding the development of the Indonesian nation since the financial crisis which shook ASEAN in 1997. In his speech on the submission UNESCO, Guillermo Cano Award, President Joko Widodo said in Jakarta on Wednesday that the press and media play a major role in guiding the state's development towards an accountable government, especially in fighting corruption. President Joko Widodo perceives that the press and media had made democracy in Indonesia be more dynamic for earlier.
Since the era of reformasi in the late 1990s, a free and energetic press has played a critical, important role in holding government accountable, in exposing and therefore fighting corruption, and in keeping all of us entertained. Democracy is dynamic, and you, our friends in the media, help make democracy even more dynamic.
Furthermore, President Joko Widodo said Indonesia has experienced a serious situation during the economic crisis in 1997, but he views that at the time Indonesian resurgent period towards Indonesia was strong and dynamic. It has been demonstrated by the adoption of democracy in the country, the economy is market-oriented, and freedom of politics, expression, and press freedom occurred. The president also added that nowadays Indonesian economy has grown more than 300% compared with the one in the late 90s. In addition, Indonesia has been successful in full leadership over the last 20 years. Indonesia has become one of the countries with high optimism in the world. In commemoration of the World Press Freedom Day 2017, Vice President Yusuf Kalla highlights the rapid development of technology that transcends country boundary and information. On 10th of May at Jakarta Convention Center in South Jakarta, in his speech, Vice President Yusuf Kalla affirmed that technology influences the development of a country's democracy. He also said that conflict which happened in the Middle East is caused by social media. The technology in the media influences national life positively and negatively. Media gives duration of unsustainable economic development, poverty elevation, and inequality. The freedom of media with the high technology can also pose negative impacts if media does not carry out internal censorship. Thus, Vice President Yusuf Kalla asks media to be self-censored.
Jadi di Indonesia censorship tidak ada, tapi yang kita harapkan ialah media.
In Indonesia censorship does not exist, but we hope that media makes self-censorship for unity, democracy, and also justice of the nation. If it is not run, people's trust to the media itself will be low, because good media, especially the mainstream media, should be trusted by the community. The trust can only emerge from objectivity, speed, and outcome of the freedom itself.
Suatu objek kepercayaan hanya bisa timbul dari objektivitas, kecepatan, dan hasil daripada kebebasan itu sendiri.
The Vice President further said that all media in Indonesia have to maximize the benefits of freedom and technology that exists for the common good. He views that the government in various countries needs constructive criticism and critical review to guide the direction of the state. Without criticism from media, which represent the community's view, media does not give great benefits. The government cannot run good vision of the state. To protect all of it, Vice President Yusuf Kalla is committed that the government must guarantee the safety of journalists and lack of intervention to the media. But he also wants the media to be objective about how the government runs the government. May 3rd is a celebration of independence of international press. This year, Indonesia becomes host of a World Press Freedom Day 2017. As in previous years, one of the big events of the World Press Freedom Day is award ceremony of Guillermo Cano World Press Freedom Prize by UNESCO. This award is for journalists who always struggle for freedom of expression of the press. The ceremony was held at Jakarta Convention Center, South Jakarta, and opened by Director General of UNESCO, Irina Bukova. In her speech, Irina Bukova said that the word is a reflection of the courage of the press crew in their incessant struggle to uphold freedom of speech and press freedom.
We work with one goal, to end violence, to ensure justice, to defend freedom of expression, to allow truth to reign. So it is in this spirit, ladies and gentlemen, today we honor the courage of a person who has always stood up for free speech and free press.
Irina Bukova did not forget to read her short biography of David Ishak, a journalist from Sweden who received Guillermo Cano World Press Freedom Prize this year. Guillermo Cano World Press Freedom Prize 2017 was handed over to the daughter of David Ishak, Bethlehem Ishak, who represented David at the Knight Award. The last item, Director General of Public Information and Communication of Ministry of Communication and Informatics, Rosarita Niken Widyastuti, said that the Indonesian government encourages media literacy dissemination to all communities in various regions of Indonesia. She affirmed that it is a step which can be taken in a bid to suppress the spread of hate speech and false information in the community. Speaking on the sidelines of a celebration of World Press Freedom Day 2017 in Indonesia, Rosarita Niken Widyastuti also said that the community is facing the nation's disintegration challenge if media cannot stop the spread of false information or hate speech from the early in the realm of social media. She further said that the state of media's literacy can give knowledge to community about how to use social media.
Di dunia nyata, masyarakat masih bisa saling menghormati. Tetapi kalau di dunia maya,
in the real world, community can respect, but on the cyberspace, community does not apply ethics in communicating because the existence of hoax can really pose conflict and can also create nation's disintegration. So the government asks for all stakeholders to jointly carry out media literacy, provide knowledge, education, and how to use social media, which is good.
Memberikan pengetahuan, pendidikan, bagaimana menggunakan media sosial yang baik.
Furthermore, Rosarita Niken Widyastuti said at this time the government invites all interested parties in order media literacy can be disseminated evenly in the community in various region, among other a number of regional governments and college world across Indonesia. Niken also views that the government holds campaign through social media to encourage the positive use of social media. She also emphasized that people should be able to use social media based on the sense of responsibility, empathy, wisdom, and integrity. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Listener, our commentary today entitled World Press Freedom Day. On May 3, 2017, yesterday, the world community commemorated World Press Freedom Day. The share the peak of the commemoration was held in Indonesia. Various activities were undertaken prior to the D-Day, which essentially promoted the importance of press freedom to promote a world peace, to encourage the concern of stakeholders, to voice the protection of media, and to recollect the journalists who died while on duty. For Indonesia as a top host of the celebration, World Press Freedom Day is an excellent momentum to evaluate the performance and the role of the press in accelerating nation building. In addition, this time is the right moment to arouse togetherness against the outbreak of false news or commonly known as hoax. Admittedly, the press freedom is a powerful weapon of the press to fully play its role. One of its functions is to combat social criticism in all aspects of community life. The press is expected to improve the ability of the community and to give fair judgments about all things related to human life. Especially in democracy, the people are the real rulers. Although the press is usually criticized, especially in the era of the press industry today, the press principles, which are independent, neutral, balanced, and impartial, are to some extent considered by some groups to have been infiltrated with political interests of certain groups or the capitalists. The true freedom of the press to achieve goals that benefit the wider community can be very dangerous if it has been manipulated with partial agenda. In its very long journey, the press freedom has been supported by most countries in the world. It is expected that the press to show his benefits both for the progress of each country or universal nature for the common interests of the world community. to counter the current phenomenon by the world communities such as hoax or false news, the press should be more proactive to produce constructive news or information. The press should not relinquish responsibility by handling any problems to only rulers or law enforcement agencies. Even the press may be dissolved to participate in the spirit of freedom without being responsible. Through the celebration of the World Press Freedom Day, all media people and the world's community are expected to jointly cooperate to fight against hoax or false news. Listener, that was commentary. Thanks for listening. From Rahmana.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello listeners, nice to meet you again with me here. I'm Rahmana in our regular program Today in History over our regular service Voice of Indonesia. Well, we start for an event on May 4, 1979 when Margaret Hitler, Hilda Thatcher became British Prime Minister. Margaret Hilda Thatcher was the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom from 1979 to 1990 and the leader of the Conservative Party from 1975 to 1990. She was the longest-serving British Prime Minister of the 20th century and was the only woman to have held the office. A Soviet journalist called her the Iron Lady, a nickname that became associated with her uncompromising politics and leadership style. As a Prime Minister, she implemented policies that have come to be known as Thatcherism. Originally a research chemist before becoming a barrister, Thatcher was elected Member of Parliament MP for Findlay in 1959. Edward had appointed her Secretary of State for Education and Science in his 1970 government. In 1975, Thatcher defeated Head in the Conservative Party leadership election to become leader of the opposition and became the first woman to lead a major political party in the United Kingdom. She became Prime Minister after winning the 1979 general election. After a series of small strokes in 2002, she was advised to withdraw from public speaking, and in 2013, she died of another stroke in London at the age of 87. The Nazi plan was in 1945 when Nazi officially dismissed. Nazi Germany, or the Third Reich, was the period in the history of Germany from 1933 to 1945 when it was a dictatorship under the control of Adolf Hitler and the Nazi Party NSDAP. Under Hitler's rule, Germany was transformed into a fascist totalitarian state which controlled nearly all aspects of life. Nazi Germany ceased to exist after the Allied forces defeated Germany in May 1945, ending World War II in Europe. The party's leader since 1921, Adolf Hitler, was appointed Chancellor of Germany by President Paul von Hindenburg in 1933. Hitler repeatedly established a totalitarian regime known as the Third Reich. Following the defeat of the Third Reich at the conclusion of World War II in Europe, the party was declared to be illegal by the Allied powers, who performed the denazification in the years after the war. And the next event was in 1946 when Tengku Nyat Arif died. Tengku Nyat Arif, who was born on 17 July 1899 and died on 4 May 1946, was an Achenese nationalist and national hero of Indonesia. He has been given the name Rencon of Aceh after the traditional Achenese weapon for his bravery. On 16 May 1927, Nyat Arif was selected to join the People Council of Aceh, locally called for Aceh in addition to his duties as chief of Sagi 27 Mukim. As a member of the council, he would consistently criticize Dutch policies, which he found to go against the interests of the Achenese people. In another speech, he said that the Aceh war was far from over. On 27 January 1930, he joined the National Faction, or locally called Fraksi Nasional, led by Muhammad Husni Tamrin. Nyat Arif left the council in 1931. After the Japanese surrender to the Allies and the proclamation of Indonesian independence in 1945, on October 3rd, Nyat Arif was chosen to be the first resident of Aceh. In this position, he overshadowed the Japanese withdrawal from Aceh after refusing allies the right to do so despite clashes with some Japanese troops in Buren. They were eventually all disarmed and returned to their homeland. On 17 January 1946, he was declared a titular major general while he served as a staff member to the Sumatra Military Commander. He died on 4 April of the same year as from complication from diabetes in Takengon and was buried in Lanyon Family Cemetery. On 9 November 1947, Nyak Arif was declared National Hero of Indonesia by President Suharto through Presidential Decree 072-1947. Listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is our rival service, Voice of Indonesia, with Focus. The theme of today's Focus is Standard of Competence and Bureaucracy of Civil Servants of ASEAN Member Countries to be Uniformed. Member countries of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, will equalize the standards of competence and bureaucratic practices of the civil servants. This is done in order to realize the security, economic, and social cultural vision of regional organizations. Director General of ASEAN Cooperation at Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry, Jose Tavares, told reporters on Tuesday that the heads of ASEAN countries will sign the Declaration of the Importance of Public Services as a catalyst for the realization of organization vision in 2025. He said that the bureaucracy is a serious problem that hampers the acceleration of economic growth for Southeast Asian countries. According to last year's Global Competitiveness Report, only Singapore is considered to have civil servants who are responsive to public and business needs. Joseph Tavares also added that the Malaysian government's bureaucratic inefficiency, a relatively advanced country compared to other ASEAN countries, even ranks third in the biggest constraint to business. The same component becomes the second biggest problem for Indonesia after corruption. Meanwhile, Director of ASEAN Socio-Cultural Cooperation at Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry, George Lantu, said that the issue will bring about impact not only on domestic business. The bad quality of public services among the countries of Southeast Asia will hamper the dream to integrate the region's economy. He also said that just imagine if there is export-import activities among ASEAN countries with different custom practices. Of course, this will hinder the speed of economic exchange. Then ASEAN addressed the issue by initiating a number of measures for equitable distribution of public service quality standards with regional idea building and capacity building mechanisms. This was appealed by Jose on this same occasion. He said that Singapore considered advance in the speed of custom process, for example, will teach other countries relative to the practice that they had been doing. So Indonesia may be considered well enough for transparency. Listener, that was Focus Today. Thanks for listening. Here news in brief, read by Rahmana. Violence often happens to be experienced by journalists when hunting any fan. To decrease the violence on journalists, Indonesian Press Council keeps trying to do socialization to stakeholders and also community that the press is protected by law. Director General of UNESCO Irina Bukova said that violence to journalists still happen. In the World Press Freedom Day 2017, Irina said in Jakarta on Tuesday that women journalists often experience various kinds of violence. Many journalists were jailed due to unclear reason, even many of them were expelled from their country. President Joko Widodo expressed the important role which has been run by media and the press in developing Indonesia. The president underlined the role which is held by the journalists in guarding the development of Indonesian nation since the financial crisis which shook ASEAN in 1997. In his speech on the submission UNESCO Guillermo Cano Award, President Joko Widodo said in Jakarta on Wednesday that the press and media play a major role in guiding the state's development towards an accountable government, especially in fighting corruption. In commemoration of the World Press Freedom Day 2017, Vice President Yusuf Kala highlights the rapid development of technology that transcends country boundary and information. On 3 May of At Jakarta Convention Center in South Jakarta, in his speech, Vice President Yusuf Kala affirmed that technology influences the development of country's democracy. May 3rd is a celebration of independence of international press. This year, Indonesia becomes the host of the World Press Freedom Day 2017. As in previous years, one of the key events of the World Press Freedom Day is award ceremony of Guillermo Cano World Press Freedom Prize by UNESCO. Director General of Public Information and Communication of the Minister of Communication and Informatics, Rosarita Niken Widasuti, said that Indonesian government encourages media literacy dissemination to all communities in various regions of Indonesia. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id. You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, broadcasting to the frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we invite you to travel with us to North Sumatra. Stay tuned. Listener, marine tourism is a significant tourist attraction of Indonesia. As an island nation, marine tourism is spread in various regions across Indonesia. One of those regions in Gunung Sitoli City, Nias Island, North Sumatra Province. Gunung Sitoli is the oldest and largest city in the Nias Island. With a beautiful beach panorama, traditional Nias houses, and historical relics of megalith stones scattered in every district, this area of Indonesia is a special attraction for tourists. The city also offers beautiful beach to hang out and enjoy the sun. The nine most popular beach are the Nusa Lima Beach, Malaika, Marina, Simanaire, Lauamaru, Bunda, Muara Indah, Carlita, and Hoya. And now we'll take you to see the beauty of Hoya Beach. Hoya Beach is located in the North Sumatra district of North Gunung Sitoli. It is located in Gunung Sitoli City, about 15 km north of the downtown. Time from the capital city of Gunung Sitoli is about 25 minutes traveling via a two-wheeled vehicle or four. To get there, from Medan, you can travel by sea, which takes about 8 to 9 hours from Sibolga to Gunung Sitoli. Daily ferries serves this route. The Pelni ship periodically serves the Tanjung Priok Padang Gunung Sitoli route. In addition to the sea, one, you can also use air transportation from Medan to Kuala Namu Airport or Binaka to Gunung Sitoli. The flight is served by Garuda Indonesia and Wings Air. Surahoya Beach has a coastline approximately 1,500 meters long, and the coast is lined with hundreds of beautiful pine trees. You can sit under a pine tree to relax and take shelter from the sun. In addition, Hoya Beach also has a clear and pristine water, so you can see up to 8 meters deep. The underwater world of Hoya Beach is very beautiful with colorful coral reefs. You can swim and play on the soft sand. In addition to swimming and seeing the beauty of Hoya Beach, you can also enjoy the beauty of the sunrise. Come to the beach in the early morning, so that a beautiful moment for romance and photographs is not missed. To be more satisfying for visitors, Hoya Beach is equipped with cottage facilities and stalls serving a variety of tempting seafood. Unfortunately, for those of you who want to spend the night, you cannot spend the night at Hoya Beach. But you can stay at the lodging in Gunung Sitoli City. Listener, that was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder with the topic of Hoya Beach. I'll meet you again in the next Indonesian Wonder. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Sampai jumpa.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hello, listener of Voice of Indonesia. Welcome back with me, Nuka, in our regular segment, Miscellany. In today's edition, we will inform you about National Consumer Day 2017. Stay tuned. Listener, April 20th was set as National Consumer Day based on Presidential Decree No. 13/2012 about National Consumer Day, with reference to the Act of No. 8, 1999 about the consumer protection. April 20th was selected because of the date is the date of enactment of the Consumer Protection Act. In addition to increasing consumer awareness of their rights and obligation, the National Consumer Day is also expected to place consumers as the subject determinants of economic activities, as well as intelligent consumers who love domestic products. Thus, it is expected that business actors would be motivated to improve the quality of their products and services so that the products are ready to be housed in their own country and are able to compete in the global market. This year, National Consumer Day's theme is Smart Consumer Movement, Independent and Love of Domestic Products, with sub-theme of Smart Consumer with High Nationalism Using Domestic Products. Smart consumers are consumers who are able to enforce their rights in carrying out their obligation, as well as are able to protect themselves from harmful goods or services. Loving domestic products is a form of pride and love to the people of Indonesia. Using local products can foster a sense of pride and love to the nation of Indonesia in improving Indonesia's economy and to improve the prosperity of society. big event of National Consumer Days held in Semarang, Central Java. The event began with a seminar, Building Trade Transaction Through a Reliable Electronic Choir Contest in Semarang, and distributing souvenir in Car-Free Day in Jabodetabek, Bandung, and Semarang. The National Consumer Day is also conducted locally in some regions across Indonesia, such as Pariaman and Padang. To commemorate the National Consumer Day 2017, Ministries of Industry, Trade, Cooperative, and Small and Medium Enterprises held Fun Walk with Prize, and also the election of Smart Consumer Ambassador on Sunday, April 17, on the Gandoria Pariaman Beach Stage, Pariaman, West Sumatra. Well, listener, that was today's edition of Miscellany. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you on the next Miscellany.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of Radio World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back with Minuka in Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern. As usual, we start today's Music Corner by listening to one rhythmic rock song arranged by an Indonesian rock musician, Ian Antono, entitled Tangan Tangan Setan.
Tangan-tangan setan telah mulai menuliskan kata asa jadi di setiap didikan di jalanan menghilangkan keindahan wajah kau tak jadi ternoda. We'll be right back.
listener, we have just listened to a song from Indonesia's lady rocker, Nicky Astria. She is a singer from Bandung, West Java, who briefly lived in Indonesian pop rock music in the 80s to the 90s. At that time, rock song was not very familiar with Indonesians. The rock music is often assumed as a reflection of the explosive soul with a characteristic appearance that is far from clean. That makes rock music not too popular amidst Indonesian people. But if you listen deeply, most of the tones on the rock song are sentimentally rhythmic. There are lyrics which becomes an expression of the music composer. Well, listener, let's listen to a song from Nicky Astria entitled Jarum Neraka. career in the rock music cannot be separated from the role of the rock musicians Ian Antono. The strength of the song that becomes her character is sound, which is packed with domination of the voice of the lead guitar metal. No wonder her songs are very popular with young people who search for their identity. Okay then, listener, to close today's editions of Music Corner, let's listen to a song from Nicky Astria entitled Uang. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening and I'll see you on the next Music Corner.
Uang bisa bikin urat senantiara kepala. Uang bikin mabuk kepaya.
Selamat. asmara pun pudar di dalam dada. Dan di antara kita telah tak ada rasa saling seia sekata.
Kecil di gelap malam-malam gulita, redup lemah hampir-hampir tiada daya. Sesungguhnya walaupun setitik kau berarti bagi mata hati dalam buta meraba.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.